This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We ask the question for all DFW sports teams. Is this Mavericks year the most disappointing regular season ever?
That word disappointing doesn't sound strong enough.
Is this the most...
abhorrent.
Ooh, yeah.
I don't even know if that's the right word.
That's pretty good.
Okay. Does everybody know what that means? Because I need to go look it up. Even though I said it, I'm not sure I know what it means.
It's when somebody who sells their ware for money has a really good stomach.
Inspiring disgust and loathing. Repugnant is a synonym for it.
That feels right. And so there you go. I want to stick specifically with regular season because I get it. Like if you expand it out into the playoffs, like losing a championship or anything like that, that's going to be way more heartbreaking. But if you just think about this Mavericks season. Going into the season, who were their best, let's say, five players?
Kyrie.
Yep.
PJ.
Yep.
Derek Lively.
Yep.
Probably Gafford. Like, I would take Gafford over Clay.
Then hopefully you're going to say Luka.
I mean, his love for hookah and beers.
Hookah Luka.
No, it was definitely... I should have named him first, Kevin. I forgot about him.
Do you like Hookah Doncic?
He's been gone so long. Do I like him?
Yeah, no. Do you like that as a name?
If it's a brand of like hookah that he's selling, I'll buy some.
So think about what's happened. Daniel Gafford.
The hookah bag.
Hurt. Derek Lively. Hurt. PJ Washington, well, he was out, came back and tweaked his injury again. And then Kyrie Irving, he's torn his ACL in his left knee from last night's game. He's out for the rest of the year. And one would think probably into next season. And then your fifth best player, well, your other one in the top five, Luka, was traded away from the franchise. The person you replaced him with, Anthony Davis, got hurt in his first game. Not to mention, people are mad about raising ticket prices, kicking people out of buildings for expressing their frustrations. People brought a coffin up to the AAC, and folks are worried this team might move.
Somebody texted in and said the 2015 Dallas Cowboys season was pretty bad. Kevin, I'll take you to the 2015 Cowboys season.
That was a bad season.
Do you know who started the most games at quarterback for the Cowboys that year?
It was not Tony Romo.
It was Matt Cassel. Matt Cassel had 7 starts. He played 8 games.
Gross.
He completed 58% of his passes, though, and he threw 5 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. The Romo played 4 games. Kellen Moore played 3, and Brandon Whedon played 4 as well. There were a total of 16 touchdowns thrown that year, Kevin. 16 touchdowns thrown. You know how boring of a season that is? That's like watching Joe Namath.
That's pretty. Oh, good thing you won that Super Bowl. Otherwise, you don't belong in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, so that was pretty miserable. This is. I think the addition of trading away a generational player makes this even more disgusting. Like that 15 Cowboys season, as bad as it was, we saw it. We were actually, Kevin, you and I were doing the Dave and Buster's tour at that. And we had to sit there and keep people excited about football
That was
in a
boring
season that we knew was wasted. So I think the part of what the Cowboys or what the Mavericks have done of trading away a generational player is the thing that makes it even worse.
Yeah, because that 2015, you were coming off a great 2014 season, a lot of excitement. If you wanted to throw,
you're 12-4 that year.
Yeah, if you wanted to throw the 2008 Cowboys in there, I would certainly be willing to listen to that.
You were 12-4, 4-12, 13-3. That 3-year stretch could have been. You could have had 40 wins.
You know the other one that probably not that many, but I get your point. The other one that comes to mind for me is the 2012 Texas Rangers.
You just suggested that team couldn't go 15-1.
No, you said 40 games.
No, no, don't worry about it.
And by the way, no Cowboys team has ever won more than 13 regular season games. So, just saying. All right, the 2012 Texas Rangers. You're coming off just an unbelievable season. Obviously, the heartbreak in the World Series. But you are smashing people in the first half of just annihilating people in the first half of the season. And it looks like, hey, I know you didn't get the title last year, but the Texas Rangers unquestionably have the best team in Major League Baseball. And then they didn't even really make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
They had to do that stupid 163rd game, and then they didn't even get them in the playoffs. Because, like, at least with the 07-08 Mavericks, I'm like, well, you didn't know it was a terrible year until that sadness in the playoffs. With the Rangers, you didn't even get that far.
Mm-hmm. That was the year Josh Hamilton was that year? The Josh Hamilton year?
Yes.
You're talking about? He at midseason, I told you.
It's unbelievable.
But at midseason, what did I start telling you? I was like, he's going to break up with you. Be prepared. That was when I went on the big spiel. I was like, look, he's done everything he needs to do. Be prepared for the heartache that's about to happen when he goes and signs with another team. And then, remember, he fell off the map at that point. He stopped being the MVP of everything because he didn't care anymore. He
might have been the MVP of Sherlock.
He had enough. Yeah, he had enough stats at midseason to get a monster contract. Kevin, if he would have completed that season the way that he should have, he might have broken numbers that we'd never seen broken before. That one.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
That was a brutal year for sure.
And you did lose Josh Hamilton after that, so at least I could see that, but you didn't know until after the fact. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. The Kyrie news, that's all I needed to hear today to mark it down. This is the most disappointing regular season, I think, in all of my DFW fandom, because not only is your team terrible, it looks like they're not even going to make the fake playoffs. They have so many injuries. It looks like now Kyrie's injury will trickle into next season, and you traded away your freaking franchise player.
Now, we watched a bunch of terrible Maverick seasons growing up.
True.
None of those match that.
The only reason I say no is because the expectations were really low. Like, I remember,
you expected them only to win 19 games.
Actually, and there was one season they went 13-69. And the reason why I remember that is because at the time, the worst ever NBA regular season record was 11-71 by the 76ers, which I know that's a lot of numbers and it makes it confusing. But every single day in the newspaper, remember, this is 30 years ago, newspapers still more prevalent, they would have a side-by-side comparison between where the Mavs were and where that 76ers team was to see if they could have the worst team in the history of basketball. Mm-hmm. But at least I knew going into that season, it was going to be a garbage season. My expectations are, you're coming off an NBA final.
Yeah. Yeah. And you have the band together and added to it in the offseason.
Yes.
I would have waited if you wanted to do it, wait till the offseason. Wait until he blows it in the playoffs. And you can't control him,
yes,
and then trade him. But I guess they were like, but we'll get better value out of him now. We're going to get a healthy Anthony Davis and 2 number one picks.
Yet here we are. Maybe this is a better way to put it from the 214. From the start of the season until now, this is the most heartbreaking season of my life for any sport. Maybe heartbreaking is a better way, because it's not just the disappointment of not winning. It's the heartbreak of knowing Luka's never going to be yours again.
Yeah, that's that one.
I would assume.
That's almost as heartbreaking as knowing that Dirk's career was coming to an end.
Then you got a chance to prep, right?
You got a chance to even like watch the whole thing go down, too. I love Bill Simmons, the writer.
Yes.
I've always loved Bill Simmons, the writer. He's one of those people that like inspired me to leave the IT world to do this, because I loved the way he wrote. He tweeted this out, Kevin, a couple hours ago. Going to those 3 2011 finals games in Dallas was one of my favorite non-Boston basketball experiences ever.
Ooh.
The Mavericks have awesome fans who actually give an S. Easily a top 7 fan base I'm feeling for them right now. I've never seen Mavs fans leave in, as Joe Trahan put, mass exodus like we saw last night. And they wouldn't. They wouldn't have done it had it not been for what the new ownership has done, starting with the Luka trade.
I don't agree with that, but that's okay.
You think they would have left in mass exodus if Luka was still around?
Yeah,
I don't think they're losing like this.
Losing Kai
was the straw.
That's a different deal, because there are plenty of games where Luka also didn't play, but they were getting hammered. Like, I don't think people left because they were mad at the ownership. I just thought they left because that team was sucking it
up. The team last night, and they looked at it and just said, no Kai. We have Kai Jones.
he was your leading scorer.
Yeah, Kessler Edwards out there. Like, I think they were looking at it going, I came here to see the dancing elephant, and I came here to see the ringmaster and all these things. And what am I getting? I'm getting a bunch of piles of hay. And that's what it felt like last night. I went to see the circus and I didn't get a show.
So now your starting lineup, I guess, is going to be Dante, Clay, Dinwiddie, Dwight Powell, and Kessler Edwards for the time being. Is that what we might guess the next starting lineup looks like?
Yeah. Unless Jason Kidd says, hey, screw it, we're going with a completely different combination. That's the best ones that you're putting out on the court.
I mean, at this point, why the hell not, right?
Jason Kidd has to go, he has to look at his coaching staff and go, do y'all have any ideas? Like, if y'all want to put a lineup together tonight, feel free to give me a suggestion box.
Right.
Because I don't know. I keep putting things out there and they keep falling apart.
Hey, look, Najee Marshall, Max Christie, it's time for you to get 40 minutes a game.
Yeah.
All right, like, I know they've been playing a lot. Well, let's just go ahead and go all the way and just be like, hey, let's really see what you guys can do. Kessler Edwards, hey, let's see what you can do in 40 minutes. Like, no more of these half measures. Let's go all the way and see what you got with these guys.
Yeah, I think the now Kyrie injury, Kevin, makes this as devastating as it's ever been for this fan base.
Yeah.
Because of all the other things, again, all the other things that have piled into this, the thing that led to this injury. And you know, we've been discussing that too on Anthony Davis. Can he come back? Do you want him to come back with, you know, what already is an injury and what could be a lost season?
Are you at a probably no then?
Probably no.
Yeah.
I really am at a probably no because I don't.
I'm with you.
I'm not even sure what it's worth at this point. And I don't like doing that. I love trying to fight through a season and saying, hey, man, when all the healthy bodies come back, we're going to be fire. But losing Kai, that was your fourth quarter transcendent player. If you were going to get in the playoffs, you were going to say, Anthony Davis, Daniel Gafford, Derek Lively, and PJ are going to keep us in games. And if we need some live three-point shooting, man, Clay, we're going to have to turn to you. But in the fourth quarter, you were expecting Kai to take over. There's nobody like that now for this team. Anthony Davis is a very good player. Yeah. But in the fourth quarter, it's not like he's going to become Kawhi Leonard and say, I got it. Everybody, just jump on my back. I'm carrying this team.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.